The western sea crashes relentlessly against the shore as Roland Deschain awakens, his quest for the Dark Tower barely begun. The night brings horror when strange lobster-like creatures emerge from the waves with their eerie questioning sounds. Did a chick? Dum a chum? Before Roland can react, these lobstrosities sever two fingers from his right hand and a toe from his right foot. For a gunslinger whose identity revolves around his lightning-fast draw, this maiming isn't just physical, it's existential. Infection spreads rapidly through his body, creating a desperate countdown: find help or die. Fever-ridden and stumbling northward along the endless beach, Roland discovers something impossible: a door standing alone on the sand, anchored to nothing. When opened, it reveals not empty air, but a window into another world, our world. Through this door, Roland withdraws the first of three companions prophesied to join his quest. The beach becomes a liminal space between worlds, between life and death. What makes this journey so compelling isn't just the fantastical elements, but the raw humanity beneath them. Haven't we all faced moments when our identity was suddenly threatened, when what defined us was taken away? Roland's struggle asks us, who are we when stripped of what makes us special? Through the door marked The Prisoner, Roland enters the mind of Eddie Dean, a heroin addict and drug smuggler flying to New York. Despite his addiction, Eddie possesses what Roland recognizes as steel, inner strength reminiscent of Roland's deceased friend Cuthbert. Their relationship begins as mutual exploitation. Roland needs Eddie's body for medicine, while Eddie needs Roland's help to survive an encounter with drug lord Balazar. The gunfight at Balazar's nightclub becomes Eddie's turning point. Learning his brother Henry has been killed, Eddie embraces violence with cold determination. "I want to go to war," he tells Roland, beginning his transformation from addict to gunslinger. When pulled into Roland's world, Eddie endures brutal heroin withdrawal, a painful rebirth depicted with unflinching honesty. Eddie's story resonates through its authenticity. His addiction isn't simplified, but shown as the complex prison it truly is. His withdrawal represents psychological warfare against himself. Eddie's struggle mirrors the dependencies we all battle in our lives. The second door reveals King's most fascinating character, a woman with two distinct personalities sharing one body. Odetta Holmes is a wealthy, educated civil rights activist who lost her legs when pushed before a subway train. Detta Walker is her alter ego, violent, vengeful, and filled with hatred for white men she calls honky maffas. This character explores trauma and fragmentation of self. Odetta remains unaware of Detta's existence, while Detta only vaguely senses blanks in her life. Their contrasting compassion and viciousness represent two responses to the same trauma. Eddie falls in love with Odetta while fearing Detta, who traps him on the beach to be eaten by lobstrosities, a situation requiring Roland's intervention through the third door. Odetta Detta brilliantly embodies our internal contradictions, the self we show the world versus darker impulses we hide. Her struggle for integration mirrors our own quest for wholeness in a world that forces us to compartmentalize ourselves. The third door, marked The Pusher, leads Roland into Jack Mort's mind, a sociopath who harms others by dropping objects on them or pushing them into danger. Roland discovers Mort caused both of Odetta slash Detta's traumas, dropping the brick that hit her as a child and pushing her before the subway train that took her legs. More shocking still, Mort was about to push a young Jake Chambers into traffic, the same Jake whom Roland had met and later sacrificed while pursuing the man in black. These connections suggest a cosmic design spanning multiple worlds. Unlike with Eddie and Odetta Tutta, Roland uses Mort merely as a tool, first for acquiring supplies, then as the catalyst for healing Odetta Detta's fractured psyche. By forcing Mort onto the subway tracks before the same train that took Odetta's legs, Roland creates a paradox where Odetta and Detta finally confront each other, leading to integration, the birth of Susanna Dean, who takes Eddie's last name to acknowledge their bond. Trauma creates connections across dimensions. Our painful experiences often link us to others unexpectedly, and our deepest wounds sometimes become the source of our most profound relationships. The beach doors represent King's expanding multiverse connecting, different worlds through repeating patterns that suggest they're facets of a greater reality, all leading to the Dark Tower. These doors function as metaphors for perspective and empathy. When Roland enters another's consciousness, he experiences their thoughts and fears directly. This forced intimacy creates understanding despite his emotional distance. Through Eddie, he comprehends addiction's complexity. Through Odetta / Detta, he witnesses the trauma behind her fractured identity. The door symbolizes transformation. Each person Roland draws through changes fundamentally. Eddie evolves from addiction's prisoner to gunslinger. Odetta and Detta merge into Susanna, healing a psychological divide. Even Roland transforms as companions end his isolation. These doorways reflect King's view on storytelling itself. Like the beach doors, stories are portals into other lives, forcing us to see through others' eyes and emerge changed. Isn't this why we read? Roland faces profound challenges as his lost fingers threaten his gunslinger identity and illness forces unwelcome dependence on others. Yet he adapts determinedly, mastering left-handed shooting and developing strategies that leverage his companion's strengths. Most importantly, Roland forms emotional connections absent in the first book. His relationship with Eddie transforms from manipulation to respect to something like friendship. His understanding of Odetta / Detta / Susanna demonstrates newfound emotional intelligence. Though still ruthlessly calculating with Jack Mort, he's no longer emotionally isolated. His core remains unchanged. The tower is still his obsession, the fixed point around which everything revolves. When Eddie confronts him about willingness to sacrifice those he loves, Roland doesn't deny it. The question persists. Will Roland's new companions change him enough to alter his fate, or become sacrifices to his obsession? Can relationships transform us, or do we bend them to fit our existing narrative? As the quartet leaves the beach, each member has transformed profoundly. Eddie has broken free from heroin, Susanna has unified her warring selves, and Roland has learned to trust. Their evolution from desperate individuals into a cohesive unit forms the story's emotional core. Their relationships reveal this growth. Eddie's humor occasionally draws reluctant smiles from Roland. Susanna's strength becomes the group's emotional anchor. Yet beneath these bonds lies Roland's terrible knowledge that he would sacrifice them all for the tower if necessary. Eddie's warning, "If you kill what you love, you're damned," and Roland's response, "I am damned already, but perhaps even the damned may be saved," distills the quest's moral complexity. The story suggests redemption lies not in reaching the tower, but in valuing connections along the journey. In a world that has moved on, perhaps salvation exists only in the bonds we forge, mirroring our tendency to pursue ambitions at the expense of relationships, only to find achievements hollow without connections.